you like the outfit, you'll be able to see it again during the week after Thanksgiving when we're in L.A. We just taped a fine show with the great Lionel. So he'll be with us during that little vacation time. God, I'm just running around like a maniac with this whole book thing. Oh, my God. The great Dave Landau, everybody. There he is. Oh, that's a cool little new thing. Your star profile.
See, you sort of do it.
Into...
Yeah, like kind of like an evil villain.
Yeah. That's awesome. trademark that.
I know, right? It's a Dave style.
Yeah, it's
what
Dave
style.
Did
they call me? Blandow?
Oh, no. Did they call you? I don't even fucking pay attention.
It's Blandow, Landouche. What's the other one? There's the one I actually think is funny, though.
It's such idiot.
There's... Oh, man, it's a fat one. Land cow. That made me laugh.
Oh, no.
That one was funny, too.
What the fuck?
I just read... I think that's my own punishment, like, because I'll just get sucked into a hole.
Yeah, I used to do that.
I really don't do it, but it's like every now and then I'll just, like, read a thing, yeah. And it's like, yeah.
I haven't in... I can't even tell you when.
Yeah, you gotta laugh.
So long since I've even looked. I'd rather play video games. I'd rather do other things.
That's sort of your escapism, though.
It is.
I do that with movies now.
Yeah.
Instead of drugs and alcohol that I'd rather do.
It was just becoming too obsessive. Like, I'd have to look. Oh, all right. What's going on?
Yeah.
And then it's so freeing when you just don't give a shit. You don't even look.
Oh, you can't control what anybody thinks about
you. No, no.
I mean, that's freedom. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That's it.
Somebody who's a fan today said the amount of times that people tell me I look like Patton Oswalt, like.
Really?
So weird. Like, even people will, like, pull him up on my phone and be like, I don't know this guy's name, but you look like him. And it's like, thanks so much.
You look nothing like him.
I don't think I look like him. And they're like, you look like if Patton Oswalt shopped at Hot Topic. And I'm like, I'll give you the dress. But in fairness, most of the shirts are concert shirts that I bought at the concert. This was given to me by a fan.
Red Fox. It's awesome.
Is it fans that are cool mail me shirts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, fans, large.
Isn't that great when it becomes a thing? And they're like, oh, I'm going to do that thing where I send Dave a shirt.
I just got a shirt from our in-studio guest.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Like, people who... No, I mean, Do I look
like... No. Not,
I don't see it at all.
Dude, it's not in the least. He looks like a mini Michael Moore.
Yeah.
The nose is completely different. The eyes, completely different. Mouth, completely different. It's not even close.
I have these. Look at those.
look at those.
Fucking DSLs I have.
Those.
well, now put a William Shatner now.
Shatner now.
This is the other one. I get three. We'll see how this goes.
You get Shatner now.
Or any William Shatner. I'd prefer the younger one, but we know I'm past that. I've eaten enough cake to not be a young. I can see it. His nose is a little more.
Yeah.
Like a
old.
Pug. Yeah. But I'll give you that.
And you have your own awesome head of hair. Whereas Bill Shatner, albeit, you know, it's gotten better over the years because he used to have a giant dead mammal lying on his head sleeping while he made movies.
It looked like when you order a wig.
Yeah.
Like just a curly.
It was so ridiculous. Rathacon was one of the greatest hairs Shatner toupee. Give me a little Shatner Rathacon.
Yeah, give me a little.
Because that bouffant, that fucking pompadour he had on was amazing.
It was basically the Cosby wig I had from Artie's favorite episode.
And you watch Star Trek, the original.
It's so absurd.
Look, it's just fantastic. That is an amazing wig.
What's amazing is I think they dyed the wig.
They had to dye the wig
on
his head Because on Star Trek, now go back to, that is fantastic. Go to Star Trek Original
Series.
I guess
series, I do look Kirk. More like the younger one. I'm going to say it. I'm more
young. You got a young Kirk look. See, now that's his hair. And like, you can't get more hair. Like, you'll never get more hair as you get older.
Yeah, your hairline never grows towards the nose.
Yeah. He wound up getting this giant head of muskrat, I believe it was. But, yeah, there you go.
That's the thing. Of all the stuff that the good Lord cursed me with, I have a full head of hair, and I've turned it into a child's haircut.
Dynamite head of hair. See, now Shatner, now I don't know what's going on there. But that's not his hair.
It's not his hair, but whoever, you know what my friend Henry Cho, he's a comic, he used to be on, he was on the Bob Hope, like, Young Comedian special on HBO.
Oh, wow.
And they would have makeup artists come in who would actually put one hair
at a time
on his head.
One at a time.
Very authentic, because the guy was like 105.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be age appropriate.
He might be that, where it's
maybe he does that. I don't know, but, yeah, that wig is fucking, he's got an amazing wig now. I saw somebody getting off the train today, and they had a mohawk.
Yeah.
They had a mohawk going, and it was shaved.
Was he sucking a dick?
No.
Oh, so it wasn't me.
He probably would have been. And it was your basic frame, you know, and with the mohawk. So from the back, I could imagine it was you, but this fag was dressed with like a leopard shirt. And stretch pants.
No, it was me.
And I was afraid to look around at the face. Like, what? No, it's a joke, guys.
Goof.
It's a joke.
Oh, what?
Hey, don't tell nobody.
Come on, man.
Yeah. He's a Finnok.
Yeah. If
yeah, it was weird because, yeah. Like, I pictured it. It's like, oh, God, what if that was Dave?
No, it's funny, like, I have been in places where I have my hair cut just because I like to have fun with my hair.
Why not?
Fun guy.
You're a fun guy. You got hair.
You
do it up.
Play around with it, I see.
Right.
But yeah, I have been on like trains where I'm like, oh, I look exactly like that lesbian.
Lesbian.
I'm wearing the same.
Yeah.
It'll be a different band, but like but it's pretty much the
it's
same.
Still, it's a lesbian look.
That's why I don't wear Doc Martens. It's just going to.
That would put it right over the top.
I might as well just.
Yeah.
Maybe not cut my cock off, but just say it's
just a hate it.
Yeah, I'll just hate it.
Just hate your own cock. Ah, this thing.
I already do. it takes up my time.
It tortures me.
All the time. The screams. Masturbation is really something that I don't do as much
anymore.
Yeah,
it does. I'll tell you, it tapers.
It does.
Definitely tapers off.
Yeah,
it's. I don't know what happened. I'm sure it's in the Lord's grand plan.
Yeah,
when you get older, he kind of takes that whole thing away to a certain extent, and I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what the purpose is for that. Maybe to. Not feel so bad to know you're closer to dying.
That might be it.
Like if you felt about sex when you get old, as you did in your 20s, you'd just be like, oh my God, when I die, I'm never going to fuck again.
Right.
And people would be freaking out. Yeah. So it's like, oh yeah, who cares?
That's really what I think you're right, though. Like, it's kind of a relief that I'm not as horny as I used to be.
It's
it took up way too much of my time. My wife doesn't like getting grabbed.
It's a whole time issue, I think. Yeah.
It really is. And I just, if I lost the urge to have sex completely, I'd be fine.
Yeah, you'd get more done.
Yeah, I think I could invent stuff.
You could invent stuff. Your mind would have. I bet some of the greatest inventors just never really had time for it.
Like Einstein didn't seem like a guy who was getting blown all the time.
No, Einstein didn't get pussy. Edison probably didn't get a lot of pussy. Was there in Menlo Park? What do the chicks look like in Menlo Park?
I can't imagine, especially
it's
then.
It's got men in the name.
Yeah, just.
Men down low.
Bushes down to your like a dress.
It's men on the down low park. Menlo Park. Of course Einstein was a fag.
Yeah, that's
And look at what a light bulb is shaped like. Butt plug.
Yeah.
It
Everything
all makes sense.
E equals dick.
Yeah.
In my mouth. That was the first.
Oh. Yeah. E equals massive cock.
Mouth cum?
Squared.
Squared.
Yeah, yeah. Mouth. No, eat massive cock twice.
Oh, equals. Oh, my God. This is relativity. Also, my Sunday.
Wow. Now it makes sense.
He didn't have kids, did he?
Einstein?
No.
Probably not. That'd be a lot to live up to.
Yeah, that would
What are you doing? Playing fucking Fortnite.
Which is fine, because there's enough garbage spewing out fucking kids every minute.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to have good
three
genetics.
Three kids.
Oh, he did?
Really?
What did they wind up doing?
Apparently nothing.
Oh.
Edward Einstein, Hans Albert, and Lizeral. Oh, female.
Was
Lizeral
was
Einstein.
Young Einstein, Yahoo serious?
Let's see. Wow.
She looks young now, like current.
Wait, Lizeral Einstein looks like that was taken at the office.
Yeah, it looks like a selfie.
Come on.
That's got to be
too modern a picture.
Is that a granddaughter?
Great grandparent. Abraham Einstein. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Parents. Albert Einstein, it says.
Hey, Einstein. Her parent. That doesn't make any sense.
I'd like to MC her square.
Unless.
Well, he died kind of late, right?
Dude, like, unless he went ahead in time, had sex with a woman, she gave birth to this girl, and then that's hot. I would fuck that Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck the shit out of her.
Swallow.
Hair would look like Albert's when she was done.
Yeah, just covered in
all
jizz.
Crazy.
She swallow my load, Einstein.
Yeah.
Just insult her all the time with Einstein.
Don't feel bad if I come at the speed of light. Little premature. Yeah. Wow, okay. That's
French toast, Einstein.
What did they do? Like, what did the sons do? You got Einstein as a dad. Jesus.
That's a lot to live up to. Some creep with Asperger's who's always riding around on his bike with a basket on it.
He wrote a letter to the president that said, like, you got to make the A-bomb.
Yeah.
You got to make it. The Germans are probably fucking making one, and they really will use it.
Yeah, this Hitler
guy's
got to
get right on
serious.
It. You need a hand, I'll help out. I know a few things, but you got to get that first. Isn't it amazing how, like, that worked out? Like, America got the atom bomb first? Because if the Russians got it first, Or Germany would have been crazy. Japan, something like that.
Yeah, we'd all be colluding with Russia. Oh,
you don't think fucking the first, you don't think Moscow first would have just gotten fucking pegged with one.
Oh,
and then
sure.
London would have gotten.
Yeah.
Paris, he didn't care. He already had Paris. Those fag French just stopped right in their tracks.
They just stopped fighting.
Oh, my God. You want to buy a French army rifle? Barely used, only dropped once.
Too busy eating croissants.
Yeah.
Other men's asses.
Those fruits. Yeah, there's such great films of the armies of World War II. American soldiers storming the beaches of Normandy. German paratroopers just jumping out. Stuka bombers. Like all kinds of naval soldiers. The Africa Corps with Rommel. And then what does French have? That crying guy by the arch.
Yeah.
Heil Hitler. Yeah, we're all with him. He's crying. Where's French crying
just
guy?
A kid chasing around a balloon.
Yeah. I love this fruit. This just defined fuck France during the war. They didn't fire a shot. Let Hitler just walk right the fuck in.
It really did.
Oh, my God. Where is like. Look at the old bitch clapping in the background. Heil Hitler! She's like, just stop crying and clap. They'll kill you.
Jesus Christ.
Let's make them some bread now and cook for them.
This is my wife, Father Guido Sarducci.
Yeah, nice hat.
What the fuck is she wearing?
Oh, my God.
No.
There he is. Ah, you fag. Hey, pissy eyes. My dad would have called him pissy eyes. Why don't you pick up a gun and start shooting? You bunch of fucking fruits. The English did. They fucking hopped in planes and started wreaking some havoc. Americans. young American boys on the beaches of Normandy while old fucking crybaby Hans or Franz or whatever the... Well, that's Germany. What'd you call him?
Old wet vagina eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Oh, my God.
What you don't see a lot of good movies about?
Yeah.
Einstein.
Einstein.
Like the Walter Matthau one? Because I realized when I referenced him riding a bike was just a movie with Walter Matthau.
It was a yeah, and it had to be Walter Matthau because Einstein's known as kind of a crazy old guy.
Yeah.
Like they always play him. Someone's got to be kind of wacky and goofy when they play Einstein.
He's known for the crazy hair. And wasn't there something behind that one picture?
With his crazy hair?
Yeah. Like, didn't he...
Did he make it crazy?
And make it one crazy picture? For the one
normally
picture?
he was very well groomed.
I feel like it could have been, yeah, like, maybe it's normally nice and slicked.
It is. I don't know. I've never seen a picture of Einstein with neat
like
hair.
Like a greaser?
Yeah, maybe.
Are there any neat hair? Is there only one picture of Einstein?
No, there's a ton, and they're all pretty
They're all crazy.
Crazy
hair?
He's all got crazy hair.
Wow.
Fucking hippie.
Good for Einstein. Just letting it all hang out. Yeah, see? That's crazy mad scientist hair.
He is a mad... That's why Doc Brown had it.
Yes, Doc Brown had that hair because of Einstein, and his dog was named Einstein.
Einstein.
But he had the crazy hair because that's the sign of a genius. You gotta have the crazy hair.
What's with the one with his tongue out? Was he just like, hey...
It was fucking... That was him sexually harassing...
Probably was.
Yeah. Madame Curie.
Yes.
Fucking said, look, I'll tongue your fucking nuclear twat...
So one son became like a doctor in Switzerland.
That's pretty only a son of Einstein could you use the phrase like a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, like a doctor.
Anybody else, it's amazing. But with Einstein, yeah. Like, yeah, he's like a doctor.
It's okay.
He did all right. No theory of relativity.
Yeah.
The other son became a schizophrenic and went crazy.
That seems...
Oh, my God. Greg Opie Einstein.
And the daughter, that I don't know what that picture was. She only lived a year.
Stripper? What?
Yeah.
Wait, the daughter only lived a year?
Well, what do you
she
mean?
She really grew up fast.
Was it a Benjamin Button thing? Because she looked good.
Maybe she went back into a baby.
It was the first child, and just according to correspondence.
She also looks old in that one.
Is that Einstein's wife?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's nice that he could come home to a... Boy, I can't wait to get that clown boy bow tie off.
Look
you.
At these fucking...
What a horrible way
we... Is that Albert Einstein?
Yep.
Look how he's dressed, like a little fag.
Just in the time it would take to button that.
Yeah, a lot of buttons. And his hair is done, though.
Yeah.
It's parted. What a cute little kid he was.
And that's his sister?
That's his wife. They married very young.
Hell, back then, I mean.
Very young.
They lived to be 40.
Had to pump them out quick.
What did his
sister do? She gave birth to the one-year-old.
What did his sister do? Like, die like a lot of kids did
back
then?
Yeah, what about his sister? I'm fascinated. What is that getup he's wearing? What, is he working Apollo air conditioning? Are there buttons on his knees?
His first Asian prostitute? They're stupid umbrella.
I think that is his wife, right? She's Serbian? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maja? My Maja.
Maja.
Albert Einstein. Well, good thing we had him. You know, the Nazis could have gotten that motherfucker.
If it wasn't for that fucking goofball.
You know. The Nazis fucked up.
Einstein was a Jew, so you shouldn't fuck with a Jew who knows science. I've always said that.
All those scientists... were Jewish, so they persecuted all of them. They chased them out. The smart ones left early because they knew something was fucking up.
Did a Jew invent the oven?
Wouldn't that be ironic?
It really would
be. That would be some bitter irony.
I know.
My God.
It's like at the end of Breaking Bad where he dies with his machine.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe they told him something like, "No, oh, it's a we want the matzah."
Yeah,
but the matzah has to be maybe 6 feet tall.
Yes,
this.
And the matzah is very greedy.
Yeah. Yes. Now, if the matzah has any gold teeth, can these be taken out before? The matzah.
Perhaps the matzah scams people out of money.
Yes.
That the matzah.
The matzah was responsible for the downfall of Germany in between the wars. Yeah. Fucking matzahs.
Fucking matzah. 6 foot tall matzah. By the way, that's high for then. I feel like 4'11 matzah.
Oh, yeah. 4'11. They're little short matzah.
Ovens were made in like 30,000 BC. I don't think they were even.
Well, they invented, but those specialized ones.
Like the updated.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, like
you
the
know.
Ceramic oven?
Yeah.
It weren't the ones that were, you know.
And not the one cavemen.
One made for cooking mastodons.
Yeah.
And then.
Ain't talking no Fred Flintstone oven.
Yeah, yeah.
They talk back to you.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus Winsler. I don't know.
How cool would it be to have a fucking dinosaur give you a shower in the morning and talk to you?
Oh, and just to play a record with a bird's beak.
Yeah.
And then every so often they just go, it's a living. Like, what's a living? They got to pay. I guess they got to feed them.
Yeah, that's true. Or just have a car you pedal with your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
No sense.
Yeah. Actually, that's what it looked like when Stuttering John was here yesterday with his sandals on. Looks like he's been stopping cars with his feet.
Yeah, it does look like he just got finished following Moses.
Now, don't get upset. Just bust them balls. What's the matter?
Oh, that's a ball bust. That's not even an insult.
Yeah, yeah. No, now he's going to be like, your father's dead.
Yeah, no men have good feet. I hate sandals.
No, I refuse.
Won't do it. I don't care if I'm on vacation.
Yeah, yeah. I will wear sneakers with no socks. And then I will take them off and go right into the ocean.
That's what I do.
But I also wear scuba booties. You know the little scuba boots that you put on? They zip up a little bit around ankle high.
Oh, I got those.
And they got the rubber soles on the bottom. So that way when you're walking in the ocean, you're not stepping on fucking a rockfish or some other poisonous thing.
Fucking shark.
Right. I want to be able to I hate when you step on something sharp. You're wearing those booties. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, we don't belong in the ocean.
We don't. Our
wear shoes on land where we belong. I'm definitely going to put them on in the ocean.
Yeah. Imagine before the shoe, just having to run around in brambles and everything. You see some of those tribes, they still, you know, over there, wherever.
Yeah, where they still don't. They got no shoes.
They got no fucking shoes.
Look at what they do. They eat people.
Oh, they got fucking Buffalo Bills shirts.
Big old fans.
Buffalo Bill World Champs.
No shoes.
Super Bowl champ shirts, but they don't have no fucking shoes.
No shoes, but more Tigers gear than anybody.
Yeah.
I've ever seen.
I don't know.
Yeah, we are,
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Shoes are, like, basic inventions are really the best. The oven, yeah. Shoes.
Just basic, simple things. We're all done with those, by the way. You'll never invent anything like that.
Nobody invents
care what they show on Shark Tank. It's all a rehash of something else.
No, it's friendship bracelets.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
Nobody wants your shit.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Come on in, man. Here he is.
100 grand for a friendship.
Andy, how you been, man?
Good, man.
Friendship
hey,
bracelets.
Good to see you. Yeah, we're just talking about just basically anything. We're talking about how, you know, the world, I think we're out of inventions.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, now you have to invent something. You have to be like one of these geniuses. You need a team of people. It's circuitry and electronics. It's not like a simple thing. Like, hey, look at this. You've been dragging something around. We put these round things on it, and it moves easier.
Yeah, or Henry Ford even. Like, it's a horseless carriage.
Yes, right. Horseless carriage.
Everyone can drive it, but Jews.
It's wonderful. I was watching some video. It was a video of a film from, I believe, 1911. I think it was early 1900s, New York City. It was on Facebook, and I watched it. It's just amazing. All the little things going on, amazing. No one is any bigger than, like, Garrett. Everyone is slim and tall. Everyone's wearing...
if you wait a little while longer to the Depression, everybody's real thin.
Look at everybody wearing, like, hats and...
Oh, yeah, men were men.
Suits. Look at that. And they showed someone driving in Manhattan. a horseless carriage with a horse carriage next to it. And people must have died all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
No traffic lights. It was just crazy.
Yeah, could you imagine going on a road trip through a forest with no roads?
I'm going to sell a Negro.
I'd like to get that.
No, the black dudes were all in suits and stuff. Yeah. One guy, I saw him, he was the chauffeur of the car. And awesome.
Think, all these years later, they're still like that.
Right. All the
driving
bustles and the umbrellas for the sun.
It's probably 92 degrees, and they're all in wool suits.
Oh, yeah, all big wool tweed suits.
Everybody's genitals must have smelled terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Just covered in hair.
By the way, everyone you see in this is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you saw a little baby, they're dead.
Lived
a whole life, probably, or died of, you know, tuberculosis.
Either that, or they just got some jelly from whatever that show is.
Yeah.
110-year-old.
Yeah, look at that.
Everybody is. They're so dapper.
They're all dapper.
They all look good.
They're
aerosols.
All like those straw hats or a top hat or something. Where is that?
Probably all pasty because they thought that the sun was bad.
Yeah, everyone likes an umbrella. They didn't have sunscreen, so. Look, one leg
guy
is in a suit.
Yeah,
I just saw
one leg homeless guy, probably.
Oh, I just saw one of his relatives in Port Authority.
He's got a derby. Why don't the homeless wear derbies anymore? Look at this, cleaning up.
They're all flipped upside down so they can catch change.
Oh, my God. Everyone's in a suit jacket and a hat. And God knows where they're going.
Oh, half of them are just going to...
Oh, the trolley.
This guy with the cane, everybody just...
264
Fifth? 264
Fifth
Avenue. See
right
where
there,
that is
right next
now.
Door.
Punch up a picture of 264 Fifth Avenue. I want to see street view.
This one-legged guy gets around.
One-legged guy, look at him.
He's got errands to do.
Look at him. He's wearing a derby. He's, Gavin McInnes. Holy shit. Oh,
Chinese writing. They really infiltrated early.
It's true.
Oh, my God, knickers.
He's just on his way to a camp.
Oh, the guy's pants. He was wearing knickers.
Oh,
Jesus.
I didn't know what you
were saying. Of course not.
Heard that one wrong.
1911. Jesus Christ.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you think.
Oh.
I think right before.
There's the flat iron.
There you go. Little car. People look at the camera like, what is that thing? Don't worry, you'll be carrying one around, staring at it aimlessly in the future.
Oh, God.
Okay, so that's that now.
Now we have a bike lane.
Oh, my God, look. Degenerates.
Still a guy with one leg.
Wait,
still there.
One leg guy, he's still there. He's wearing a derby.
Except everybody's as fat as the one fat guy with the cane.
I think that's the building, or which corner?
That kind of looks like it, yeah.
Down.
I don't know. It kind of resembles it.
Well, maybe that one. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that's where it was written.
Oh,
whatever that was written there before.
Oh, my God.
When you think about it, really, it's not that long ago.
People. Can you?
It's pretty long ago, Diff.
I mean, it's 108 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're millions of years old.
Top hats. Where are the top hats and suits?
I prefer the whorish dress.
She's fucking awesome.
Today.
Yeah.
Right there.
I don't need my women dressed in fucking wool gowns.
What are a bunch of young people doing online over there on Fifth Avenue?
Right, waiting for some Arcade Fire tickets or something.
In that building is all sample sales.
Serious?
That's why it's all girls. Yeah, it's like just boxes of handbags.
Yeah, boxes
or
online, too.
All the places
and,
that
and
need
that
shooting.
Look at that. God.
Is that a guy, probably?
I recognize it.
Is that Prince?
Put some clothes on, young lady.
Look it, I can see your ass.
You're walking around half naked.
How about a belt in the face and a hot dinner?
Where's your parasol? No, I wear sunscreen. Now, sunscreen?
What?
Whatever are you talking about? You can't screen the sun.
Burn her.
A parasol. Look at this fat fuck.
Screen the sun.
Say the fat fuck with the cane.
He's one guy.
Look at this guy.
Oh,
that's
patient zero for diabetes.
I was just gonna say. That's what they gave you for type 2 back then. Was
cane.
Was a walking stick.
There you go. What is that, St. Pat's?
Gotta be.
Some people had sex in that church years ago.
I heard.
Resulted in the firing of some shock jocks. Yeah, people just had to get run over by shit all the time.
Oh, come
on. Look, the guy's standing on those tracks, waiting to cross. There were cars that... Look at the black guy driving.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
So much.
The little kids in the front seat going, I can't believe you made me sit next to this.
Look at the little kid.
Look at the kids, like, fuck.
Somebody from school's going to see me.
World War I's coming. The depression's coming.
They got a headache that it's going to die from, and they're on the way to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Go to the hospital quick before her head pains kill her.
I've got a headache.
Look at this. So just made a turn. Look at this guy. I smell marijuana in the vehicle. You want to pull that over, sir? I think I smell marijuana. Episode of fucking, Live PD 1911. All right, well, step out of the vehicle. We're going to have to kill you.
All right.
It's an open-air car.
I don't want to know what you're talking about.
In my old precinct, there was a record room with the command blotters, which are literally the same size and book today that they were back in the early 1900s. And one day I was bored and I was down there and I pulled one from like 1919.
Oh, wow.
And first of all, very, very hard to read because the writing was very...
Irish.
I wouldn't say calligraphy.
It was like
it was
script kind of...
Yeah.
With runny ink.
Yeah, one of the entries that I read there was a citizen came in to report a drunken officer and they dispatched the sergeant and the... district surgeon to this address, and they found the officer laying on the couch in this person's apartment with a handcuffed suspect, beaten thoroughly. But they found
it was Sergeant McCluskey.
Yeah, the district surgeon found him to be fit for duty.
Oh, he was fit for duty. Yeah,
sleeping it off on the person's couch.
He's fit for duty. Put him out on the street, O'Brien.
How's the Italian food?
Sleep it off her.
Got him.
There's hundreds of you young punks like you.
He's not drunk. He got himself tired beating a man almost to death.
Yeah. What statue is that? Look at, they loved their umbrellas.
Really did.
Look at that hat.
I don't know. I'm sure the statue was defaced somewhere around 2019.
Oh, that statue was taken down by...
Yeah.
Pulled down like Saddam's by a bunch of SJWs.
They just sit there under the umbrellas with their hats on.
And a shine.
Where's that?
Yeah, so far they have inventions like the cars, but not shorts.
The old elevated train line.
Mm.
Look at the tits on fucking grandma.
Big.
Wow. Hey, Millie.
Tits.
You see the tits on Gertrude?
Yeah.
Wow.
Beatrice got herself a rack and a half.
Nice ass on the tall one there. And
it's old Tilly.
Boy, they Tilly.
I love old-timey names.
Hey, Tilly. And Millie was Mildred.
Mildred.
Millie and Dora.
Gertie.
Dora.
Sylvia. I'm just naming my actual aunts. They're old.
I'm trying to think of my old one. Sophie.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. No graffiti on the trains. That's wonderful.
I love this old footage.
Turnstile jumping. What is this guy?
Yeah, the only people that really jumped ladder. Or fell.
Oh, the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What an overpopulated nightmare it was then.
Yeah. Right?
And well, now.
You could go out west, and it was still literally the Wild West.
Right.
Horses and guns and cowboys and coal towns and just crazy. Wow, look at that. Diversity is our greatest strength. I see two different types of hats people are wearing.
Yes, white and black.
That's the only diversity.
Also, a bowler or a...
They built all that shit with just a bunch of mix and guineas and throwing
some. And then
at
the end of the day, they all went to their own neighborhoods.
Right.
Yeah.
And don't you fucking come into mine. Guess so it's good for you.
Black hair and red hairs don't mix.
That really is amazing that they were actually able to get film of this.
It's amazing that they built those.
Yeah. And the only thing that limited the height of buildings was
9/11.
The invention of the elevator.
Sorry, what?
It was the invention of the elevator made it so they could make buildings taller.
Is that it?
You got to walk up. You aren't going to walk up to the 50th floor every day. So they kept everything pretty short.
I didn't get this body taking the elevator.
And then once they invented
the Rosedale?
Look at that fucking thing. A paddle wheel boat. on the Hudson. And here comes Sully the First landing his right flyer in the river.
Welcome.
That's amazing.
Welcome to America. Here's your new name, Guinea.
A little bit of history for you right here.
It really is amazing what we were able to build.
Compound media. Yeah, back then.
And in 108 years, destroy.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a real, I bet you could walk anywhere, really, anytime. Unless, you know, those, maybe down in Hell's Kitchen, you wanted to stay out of there.
Yeah. Can you imagine really telling those people the future? Like, well, polio's gone, but you can masturbate with a telephone.
Sounds like what? Paradise. Polio's gone.
But it's,
yeah, but,
it's Trans Day of Remembrance.
Yeah.
What?
Trans?
What? Transit?
Transportation? That's good. No, you're not going to like this.
It means something a lot different.
Let's say a fella doesn't want his penis. Oh, what?
What? Why wouldn't he want his penis?
I ought to sock you with a left for bringing it up. Say a girl wants a dick. Like
yeah.
Me to give it to her?
Like a Richard?
Yeah.
She wants a fella named Richard.
I get it.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's say Marty over here. Wants to dress in a bustle, like Gertrude.
Let's say a woman's going to vote. What?
Like wait a minute.
Who?
What? Next thing you're saying is Negroes will be voting in the future.
Well, they can. Well,
calm down.
Like one full vote or partial?
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. We'll still make it very hard and tricky for them.
Boy. As far as Florida's concerned, they don't.
Yeah. Surely they can't vote in a presidential election.
You mean local?
Well.
Or for like their favorite kind of cheesecake. Well, as long as we have different drinking fountains and the lunch counters for us working white men.
What's an Obama?
A what?
Is that some kind of robot?
Oh, he sounds Irish, Obama.
Obama. Is it a short?
Is it?
Oh, apostrophe. Oh.
He sounds like a right fella.
An Irishman from Alabama. I like it.
Well,
Obama.
As long as he can prove he was born in the States, no problems.
No problem there.
What's his first name?
Well.
What? That sounds like an awful sandy name to me.
Holy shit. Would you please go back to the future and not come back and tell us anything more? I'm going to go kill myself and my children. Yes.
Oh, wait, what's that?
All 12 of them.
Yeah. Hey, good news, fellas. A woman's never made it to high office. We at least got to keep one.
Surely there hasn't been a woman president.
Well,
no.
Then I guess the future's not completely poison.
Yeah, oh my God. That's something. Well, we live in this day and age today where some schools, a school has 17 children that are changing gender. Now, you mean to tell me this was something that we were keeping down, that we were oppressing all these kids? Or is it something we're telling children at a much too young age where they're thinking, yeah, okay, it sounds fun. I want to be a girl.
Yeah, I'm surprised by all of it.
It's bizarre. It's child abuse.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Makes no sense.
I don't understand why teaching masculinity to boys is a bad thing. I think that
toxic masculinity.
Toxic.
Such a bad.
Is there any masculinity that's non-toxic today?
I don't know. Non-toxic masculinity.
Dick, right, Lee?
You gotta have, yeah, masculinity is what it is. If you consider it toxic, you're looking at it in that way. If you don't, you're looking at it like you're supposed to. Men are supposed to be the hunters and go around and spread the seed and procreate. And it's part of the grand scheme of things.
Or how about just listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd in the garage drunk trying to fix a car you don't know that much about?
That was only because you couldn't get laid.
Right.
That's why you would do that.
I mean,
with your
like,
friends.
I always wanted to be that dad where it's like, she's got a lawn chair, my an eye rock, and just drinking.
Oh, fucking.
Right. My kid will never know how to hold a flashlight.
Hand me the quarter inch. You're just fucking
Come here, son. Let me teach you how not to be a faggot. Up the hood.
What's that, son? You're gay? Let me just close this garage door, turn it on, and we'll both stay in here.
Yeah, let's see how the car runs. Yeah. Sure is quiet.
I failed.
I don't want to disturb the neighbors. Let's make sure we shut all the doors and windows.
Get in the car. If you try to come
start
out,
start it up.
Shoot you myself.
Get your mouth off that tailpipe.
I mean, it is impressive, though.
Yeah. So they, where's this school? I think it's Jolly Old England, right? Is it? What the hell is that? First of all, any boy of that age can be turned into a girl, and it will look
right.
like a girl.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
Oh, that's a boy on the...
I'm assuming.
Who's what, honestly?
I'm assuming that's a boy.
I believe this might be a picture from a British television show, like a sitcom, not a sitcom, but a scripted show.
Dude, they can trick you now. I do a joke about that in my act where I say, like, transgenders are a bit like a hybrid car. Like, when they first came out, I wasn't too sure about it, but now I can see myself in one. I just don't want to drive a stick.
I just don't want to try to stick. That's very funny.
You've seen some walk around, and I've had people be like, no, that's a, that, oh my God. And then you feel like a big fruit. But then
but
you
when
see
they start doing
like
the hormone treatment.
That's not okay.
All right, now that's
not
that
okay.
Like
get a tattoo, right? Please tell.
How are you a doctor thinking that's okay?
Yeah, this is unethical.
It's a child. Any child, anybody under 18, it's not okay.
This is Dr. Mengele stuff from Nazi Germany. That is that experimentation because this is a twisted abomination.
Right? And the parents are holding hands like, we did it. We're fucking up our child.
It's the that new Munchausen is syndrome. Like instead of feeding your kid bleach or Lysol, you say to your friends, my child is... trans.
And how do you not know that the attention. Parents are fucking creeps with everything that goes on in the world? How do you know they're not like, you know, I'm tired of fucking a boy, but I got a
plan. Oh, Jesus. And that's another thing. Like, even a girl.
Wait a minute.
If that was born a girl, there's way too much makeup on there.
There'd be a
yeah. You're sexualizing. And that's usually what happens. If you get a boy that wants to be a girl, more times than not, it's the kid's being sexualized. It's like this drag show kind of a thing, and they gussy him up with a...
Any beauty contest with a child is fucking horrific.
Yeah. That has always been... I don't even think they have them on anymore. Remember when that was a TV show for a while?
A couple years ago.
And it was like, hey, pedophilia, just tune right in. You can watch...
Did you ever see the South Park parody where it's toddlers in tiaras and just cuts to the judges and they're just jacking
It's
off?
Fucking hilarious.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, those.
But who are these parents? Because
yeah, this
my parents wouldn't even let my sisters pierce their ears.
I know, right?
There's
until
no.
They were 15.
I had to hide my earrings.
Sexualizing a boy. This sexualizing a young boy in front of drag queens.
And I've heard that the argument to this, because I have to talk to other parents about it, and the guys are not for it at all. Let's just be honest. But yeah, the moms a lot of the times are like, well, you don't want them to not be who they really are. And it's like, but part of you're very, very susceptible your first 7 years of life.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of where everything's formed. You know, your first 7 years of life. That's where you have to be taught masculinity, femininity, whatever it is.
Also kind of impressionable.
This is fucking child abuse. That's,
a girl shouldn't be. A girl that age shouldn't be dressed like that.
No, you wouldn't dress a girl that age like that.
And nor the young one.
And then just to hang out with fucking.
Oh my God! Yeah. With
Juwan Howard and a
giant lump of shit.
Chris Tucker in The Fifth Element.
And the mother. It's obvious. The mother is an attention whore. She's fucking got a bull ring in her nose, tats on her tits.
Yeah.
It's like me. So this is her way of getting attention. Oh, my.
She's literally
my
getting taught.
Look at how the kid is. You can see that he's learning.
Yeah.
Really just, it's fucked up.
This is, this.
They shouldn't be sexualized, period.
This is child abuse.
Oh, look at this.
Look at me. I'm a big fish.
Yeah. After that Walmart truck crashed into me, I started dressing funny. I would dress like a girl. I could still fuck you. And
I teach little kids now.
I could swim all day. It's my magic fish dolphin costume.
I give back to the youth.
Walmart truck hit me. I became a fish.
I'm a Disney fish.
That's what I do.
I got attitude and I swim.
I own half of Walmart and I'm a fish.
I won't dress like a girl fish.
Yeah. I want you to have my daughter.
Yeah.
You got childbearing hips.
Yeah.
For a fish.
If my son was a faggot, I'd kill it.
Yeah, that's...
that's.
I'm a fish.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, look. Look.
What the fuck
are Come on, Strahan.
Dude, Strahan, you know better.
You know better, Strahan.
Why are you clapping? Look at the guys. They're like, oh.
They're checking it. That guy's checking him out. Checking him out.
That guy in the khakis has pre-cum all in.
I know.
Freak. Don't slip on. Look, look.
Yes. Yes, girl.
Work it.
Look at that. It looks like a NAMBLA meeting.
Yeah, yeah. They're clapping. And,
oh, Strahan.
It's supposed to be wonderful and empowering. And
thanks for being here.
Thank you. My parents are garbage.
You're caffeine free. I can get on board with that.
My mom doesn't like me drinking caffeine.
Does it make you hyper? Yeah, me too. They don't like when I drink caffeine.
Does it interact
either.
With your tit hormones?
Jasmine, you're one of the youngest and first drag queen / kids. And I've heard that you've gotten messages from young adults who look up to you for being
you're a
who
pioneer.
You are. What are some of the notes you've gotten?
Some of the notes
wanna fuck?
I've gotten are like that.
Just when I was walking down to the chair here, that gray-haired gentleman just handed me a note. Says, wanna fuck? So that's a note.
You mean the Polaroid of this dick handed to me that by that guy in the red flannel?
Yeah, yeah. If you dust my little balls for fingerprints, you'll probably get that guy right there. He put his hand under my dress on the way down. Slide of hand.
You mean my Twitter account, which is endless DMs of grown men's feet?
A lot of at mentions. And I sniff your genitals.
Do you mean when my dad
sells... Is that what you mean by notes?
My dad sells my underwear on the dark web.
Like those kind of notes, right?
You mean that? Is that what you mean? GMA?
All right.
When I was a child.
Yeah. And your parents, we saw your parents in the piece that we did, and your parents are so supportive of you, but they've encouraged you to stay and be who you are. So how has that inspired you to be open?
I mean, the dad is a clearly...
Oh, my God, those are the parents. Look at the dad. Look at the fucking dad. Oh, my God. If he had a gun...
Barely contain himself.
Right there. First, that fucking mother would get one right in the temple.
Look how unbuttoned his shirt is just to keep the heat out from looking at it.
If he had a gun with one bullet, he would shoot himself through his ear just to shoot his wife in the
head. Yeah.
And end his own pain and misery. Look at the guy in the back is like, oh, fuck, the camera's on me. Yeah. How was I supposed to know? They don't tell you what the topics are. Like, I thought I was going to see a cooking segment.
Like, I should not have signed a waiver.
Yeah. Now I'm here with a fucking, with kitty porn.
Meanwhile, the father Slingblade, who's just staring like he wants to kill everyone in the audience.
Carl Childers. Poor little faggot.
Poor little faggot. I told him to dress like a man. Mm-hmm. I was hoping to put him in a little shoebox about the size of a squirrel. Heard him out back. Mm-hmm. I sent him off to one of those camps and he came back gayer. Not funny, haha, funny queer.
Pan out Dwight Yoakam's next
to him. Yeah, where's Dwight Yoakam's band? shit.
I don't like faggots, I don't make kids. You made two of them.
Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam and Slingblade. It's the greatest role ever.
Here's a retard.
And you done made friends with two of them.
Two of them. He goes, I'm just kidding you. He's like stuttering jaw.
Dude, he's
goes
so,
right for the jugular.
He's just this bipolar racist.
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
His band's going to take off.
Oh. Randy, you tuning son of a bitch.
Randy.
Yeah, the father is.
Oh my God. To be open about dressing in drag.
They support me by letting me do what I want to do, and
what a ghoul.
Dress up and let me play with.
My dad holds a knife to my throat.
Yeah.
And, if he doesn't, he won't come.
Yeah, I really like trained when I'm out of drag.
So many of daddy's friends come over at night and give him money. And I have to, and then my boom boom hurts in the morning.
They just bought me a king bed for my business. Daddy says I'm going to be a legal masseuse in 8 years.
Yeah. And then when all the men leave, my fitted sheet looks like a Japanese flag.
We have 1,000 red card sheets, and we still have to replace them every 3 days from rips.
My poopy hurts.
I'm only allowed to use a special phone that doesn't dial out, but takes photos of me.
One good thing, I can now suck peanut butter through a straw.
Due to my extensive training, I can swallow an entire banana without one bite.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then on my free time, I hang out with the neighborhood kids who beat me senseless. Oh, God, what did they do?
Have you ever had a wedgie and thong underwear your dad bought you?
I've been choked by my own fake wig.
Somebody put a potato in my training bra and beat me in a locker room.
The old blanket party.
Potato
gave me a. They gave me a Full Metal Jacket style blanket party.
For some reason, people hate it when you wear fur unless you're a 9-year-old tranny.
Trans boy. They're celebrating.
They love it.
At least a sheep died for a good reason.
You know what's odd? Years ago on Maury Povich or something else, they would have brought this kid out with the parents, and the audience would have booed.
Yeah.
They'd boo, boo, and they'd be like, we're just letting her express who they are. And then the audience members would get up and give me that mic up. You are sick, disgusting people. That's a boy. It's not Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. And that would fast forward 2018.
You've got a Super Bowl champion football player.
Super Bowl champ applauding. They can't applaud enough. Lest somebody, a pan with the camera, see them not clapping and then them be turned in by the thought police for being transphobic.
Yeah.
So everyone's got to be like, Big Brother, yes, 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 Big Brother.
And dude, can you imagine two athletes like Michael Strahan, the pussy they ripped through in their
God days? Oh, my God.
How long do you think it has to take to train him to be like, look, you to become that?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to train him just to say how the game went.
Michael, we know you have no problem with the interview, talking, not freaking out, but it's just, can you keep your eyes in your head when he walks on the stage? Can you not mouth out?
Well, last time we had to cut the camera right at the beginning of fuck and say that you said something.
Yeah, something else. Could you not mouth out, now here's the little faggot? It's not good. People get upset. Where's the rest of that? I can't wait to hear more applause from the now they bring the inspiration. A surprise visit.
Well, thank you for having me over.
And that's my wig. And Sandy Kane.
It was a surprise. She just happened to be eating out of the garbage can.
Oh, good. Oh.
Oh, my God.
And here's another surprise. Child Protective Services. Yeah. Let's bring them out as they take the child away for abuse.
And here's the bet.
Iconic. I can't. Iconic drag.
Iconic? Oh, no. More.
Are there?
It's Dee Snider. You love Twisted Sister.
How many can they fit into this kid at one time? This kid is the human cookie and ookie cookie to these people.
Oh, my God.
You the ookie cookie.
Why didn't they just bring one stool out and turn it upside down?
Shocked. Happily shocked.
Oh, yeah, that's a normal pose.
So for you three, when you see Desmond,
open her mouth
what
like
comes
that,
to mind? What do you think about?
Inspirational.
Oh.
Brave, courageous. Because I started doing drag at 15 years old, and obviously not 11, but I
kid
wish...
Kid have AIDS
that
already?
That
no, send us off that kid.
That you have to do what you do and literally take the art and put it in mainstream America. Wow. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
It's beautiful. It's amazing.
So you have a lot to live up to.
And I think it's also awesome that you are blessed with parents that love and support you unconditionally.
Blessed.
Dude, he's so upset.
Father constantly looks out like he's trying to squeeze out a shit that just won't fucking...
I bet you a year and a half ago, that guy had a head of hair like John Stamos.
He fucking just a trailer. Yeah. The first time he saw the kid in the bathroom dressed like that, he turned around, walked away, and left a trail of hair on the floor, and that was what made it to the kitchen.
Some 30 seconds.
Oh.
There are some special gifts you have for Desmond.
Oh. Here's an anal intruder.
Here's a double donger you can share with fucking Dolly Parton on the end there.
The little green-haired lady. It's for you. It's to bring you good luck and prosperity in your future.
It also gives,
trust me, you'll need all the luck you can get. Okay.
You can hold it while you're stuffed in a locker.
Thank you, cucumber.
Absolutely.
And I brought you a cucumber. Can you rewind that?
My favorite. Actually, you know what?
My favorite. It's cocks. It's a big basket of cocks.
It is some of my favorite makeup essentials that I use.
Oh,
it's mainly hormone injections.
Yeah, yeah. It's my favorite makeup. Come.
So my favorite black eyeliner's in there. And I have a makeup tutorial DVD, so you can
great.
Pick up a couple
just in case any monsters need makeup.
And here's a non-FDA pill approved pill that'll grow you tits.
Here, and Strahan should get up and go, and here, a Tonka toy.
Yeah.
Because you're a freak. Yeah. You need something that a boy would play with.
Here's a football. Let me show you how to throw it
there
like
you
your
go.
Dad didn't.
Oh, don't sit on it.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Hey.
Oh my God.
That's not what that's meant for, sweetie.
No, don't turn over and bend over. Catch it.
Catch it. No, not in your mouth.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Did you see that kid swallow that football?
Oh my God. This is. Thank God John Wayne is dead.
Oh, yeah.
I got a BBDC unicorn. It's got my favorite rhinestone. You cannot be a queen without some diamond nails.
That's true.
And some socks. It's got some pins. It's got a little notepad note. I want you to journal everything that you do because you truly are very
Oh, yeah, as evidence against your parents. You get older and realize, what the fuck did they do to me? Journal everything.
Why don't you guys take the $20,000 of costume you have on and donate it to a sick kid?
Desmond, your parents.
You know what I mean?
Thank you for reminding us all to be who we are on the inside. You can check out Alyssa Edwards on Dancing Queen on Netflix.
You
want to
know what the kid is on the inside? Frightened.
I'm stunned.
Why is it like, and then if whenever somebody watches this, they're definitely going to be like, oh, that's hate. It's not, it's a child.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Child should be geared in the direction of male and female, and if they get to the point when they're 18, be whatever the fuck you want.
It's very...
But don't push it into it. It's not right.
They're sexualizing it, first of all. You wouldn't do that to a hetero kid. Like, a kid, you wouldn't just say, hey, let's bring an 8-year-old girl out here, gussy her up like a whore, and then have strippers come out and talk about how awesome and courageous she is. They'd fucking lose their mind. Like, you... And that's exactly what they're doing here, because that's what the drag queens do. It's very sexualized. It's very, you know, cabaret and burlesque-y, and that's what they're doing.
I hate to, again, reference South Park, but it does go back to, like, the Maury thing you mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
Carmen came out and was like, I do what I want.
I do what I want.
The strippers bring their accessories out. Yeah. It's all different.
Well, yeah, yeah, the strippers.
Here's an 8-ball.
Yes, it
it'll help you get you through
Here's
the night.
A bottle of benzodiazepines.
Ah, Jesus.
Here's a pager.
That's it.
Here's some stilettos that make it harder to run away through a parking lot.
Here's some plan B. Do you have your period? No? Okay. Well, you'll need these later when you start fucking for money.
Here's some bukkake glasses and a schoolgirl's outfit.
I think we missed 8,000 balls jokes. With that picture.
Oh my God,
kid in the ball pit. Where is it? Yeah, there it is. So used to just having two across the bridge of his nose.
Yeah.
Here he is in...
Just used to his uncle.
I've never been happier.
Yeah.
Never
been happier. Oh my
God. Look at the joy.
Just balls.
What? Why is this a thing?
I can do a better tongue part. That.
Yeah, is that how you get the hair out of the back of your throat?
Why might hit a headstone if he said that?
I'm Dracula.
Yeah. Kidding, joking.
This is fucking...
I've been doing drag since I was 2 years old. My mom turned on RuPaul's Drag Race, and then...
No, oh, right then, you should have been like, here, here's a boy's toy.
Just making myself look like a drag queen, but...
A kid trying on his own shoes is 100% normal when you're two.
Totally.
It is totally okay. You don't go, I think he's a drag queen.
At
you
age seven.
Say those
seven.
Are mama's shoes. Then we brought
I don't know. We
brought him to the jerk parade in the middle of
yeah,
city.
Yeah. That fucking right. parade is just debauchery. And, you know, if you don't think the people are looking at the kid and sexualizing him, you're out of your bird.
Yeah, look at your sex offender registry thing on your phone while you parade him through the city.
Yeah.
And then you can actually look up at the apartment to the guys with the telescopes whose erections are hitting the curtains.
There he is. He's peeking out the window.
I just don't think in any way you should sexualize a kid. And if he's showing, like, effeminate tendencies, maybe he is gay. It doesn't mean he's a woman.
No. Right? And, you know, you got to let him get past that age to figure it out. Once the hormones and testosterone start pumping in, it could change their opinion quite drastically.
Well, that's what I mean.
But
by
they
the
are.
Time, if you're a child, everything hasn't formed yet. You're not done growing. Those hormones aren't. You know how many confusing thoughts you have as a little kid?
I wanted to be Godzilla.
Yeah.
It was great.
I wanted to be. Well,
change into Godzilla. It would have been cool.
Yeah. Be a geisha. My dad squared punch my jaw.
Yeah, he'll do that. A real dad will do that.
You know, no, but honestly, like, when you're young, you're very susceptible.
Yeah, you're impressionable. You're confused. What are you going to do? I tell you, that would have to be an odd Thanksgiving, because I'm sure families come over that house.
The older men. The older generations.
Like the father's brother, the uncle.
Yeah,
it's probably like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Where's that little Desmond? Fuck. Bring him in here.
Yeah, where's Desmond?
Excuse me, little girl. Yeah. Where's your...
There you go.
Where's your cousin?
Where's Desmond? Where's Desmond? Oh, wait a minute. I got your dick. I got your dick. Here it is. Let me put it back. I got your dick. I got your dick.
Or just, hey, can you pass the cranberries? Not you. You pass the cranberries.
Yeah.
You touch one plate, I'm not eating.
Yeah, not it.
Fucking touch it. Oh. You should have seen Desmond getting stuffed like the turkey last week.
It was amazing.
His drag queen friends came over.
Did you guys see him on Strahan's show where we exploited him for $2,000?
Yeah.
Or whatever scale is.
Uncle has to be sitting there like, you fucking my own brother turn his kid into this fucking monstrosity?
Right, looking at him like, yeah, Joe, yeah, remember?
What's wrong with you?
Remember when we used to beat up drag queens?
Yeah, right? Remember that?
Shut up. I never did that, son, daughter, whatever the fuck you are.
What are you?
Well, Thanksgiving.
Aaron, so he didn't have to change his name.
I was just segueing into...
I completely interrupted your segue. I'll shut up.
No, my segues are always interruptible. Thanksgiving. And are you thankful for the long weekend? The turkey? The stuffing? The opportunity to sit and watch you're on your couch and watch football all weekend long? Is that what you're going to be doing there, Bobo?
I don't know who I want to watch. I'm a Giants fan, so usually I always hope for the Cowboys to lose. Because it's a game between two division rivals, the Cowboys and the Redskins, I don't know who I want to lose. I actually hope the game ends in a tie.
Mm-hmm. It's sports talk we're doing here now. It's sports talk radio. Very good, Bobo. He's so informed. He really is. Well, you winning big. That's the important part. Football, you win big, lose big. What are you doing? How would you like to double your money guaranteed? Oh, yes, our good friends at BetDSI are making that possible this football season. Because when you register with the promo code KUMIABALL, you can double your money. Oh, yeah, yeah. Help you start winning. To help you start get started. Oh, boy, am I exhausted. I did 18 shows already today. To help you get started with some extra bang for your buck. Desmond's going to come over. No, of course, BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. That's right. Deposit and start winning right there. You get up to $2,500 for free. Double your money right from the get-go when you use that promo code KUMIABALL. And when it comes to football, BetDSI has got odds on everything you could ever want or imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all other global sports, even politics, celebrities, and reality shows. If it's happening, BetDSI is going to put a line on it. BetDSI has been online for 20 years before any of that was acceptable. That's right, 20 years, long time ago. Built an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment, combined with an excellent mobile interface. So you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com today using promo code KUMIABALL, and you already won by doubling your bankroll straight away. That's promo code KUMIABALL. Get in on the action. Get paid. Don't you stand on the sidelines like an idiot. Be in it to win it. Enjoy the games that much more when you play at BetDSI. Thank you so very much, BetDSI. A couple of other things going on in the world of ridiculousness. This is, I definitely want to wait for Dave to get back on this one. It's feminists, I guess, are paying kids to hate Christmas. That's pretty much what we draw the conclusion we draw from this. There's a video that was put together. It's the same people that put together the Mexican one. Remember the kids that were cursing? Fuck you, Donald Trump! That kid with the braces and stuff and the girl yelling about Trump and immigration. They put another one together. This is for feminism, equal pay. They're trying to make this example that women aren't paid equal to men. Well, of course they're not. Let's be real. Men have been in the workforce. There's more men in the workforce, been in the workforce longer. Men do more hazardous jobs, which tend to pay more. They specialize. They've been in certain businesses longer. There's a reason why. And it doesn't mean every woman is paid less. They take the median pay of men and women and then figure women make a certain amount less. Well, no, there are plenty of women that make a lot more than men. And there's a reason for it. It's not just discrimination. People love thinking they're so special. But they put this video together where I guess they're equating Santa Claus to mean, nasty men.
Yeah.
And kids are kind of telling Santa Claus to go fuck himself. I don't know.
Where is?
Is Artie here? No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing, of course. We adore Artie Lang, and hope the best for him. We'll get to that, I guess, after he goes. Because there's there he is. No, there. I was saying you got to see this video. There are a couple of videos today that I wouldn't even attempt to do without you. This is one of them. Feminists pay kids to hate Christmas. It's a video where they're totally cool with having kids curse. I think kids cursing is funny when it's natural and stuff, but when left-wing douchebags are telling the kids to curse for money. Yeah, this is the one with the deport.
Trump screaming, get out of my country. Republicans use offensive words.
So here's a few of our own.
Fuck you, racist fuck.
Oh, my God.
We're Latino kids born in the USA.
And we've got something to say.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Ricardo. My friends call me Rick. But you keep calling me Anchor Baby?
Wow. Racist dick? When you say Mexican immigrant.
A rapist, murderers, drug dealers.
You know it's racist calls for words like.
Spicks, wetbags, and be nurse.
What?
And you have attacked people.
For speaking Mexican in this
then
nation.
Then Sia calls himself a beaner. Because so.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan said it once.
Apparently. More education.
I guess that happens
millions
when you're German.
Latinos would be deported.
If you get your logo way, pendejo, if you're in the White House for America, it would be lovely. But
bad hair days. Yo, Trump, you may be high in the polls.
Thanks to paint your racist fuckers. But you're all going to have to come from me.
If you try to deport my abuelita, motherfuckers. You see, the Constitution makes me a citizen.
And you hate that because I'm brown.
And you say
oh
you're
oh my
patriot.
God, is this infuriating? Remember that? Right I remember seeing down. This and was like.
I'm an American born in the USA. This is my home.
Yeah, your
you
fucking parents were illegal,
away.
Though.
If you don't like our Constitution and what
well,
and it stands for.
Even if they were. You were born in the USA. Nobody has a problem with you.
Yeah, no one's trying to kick you out. Don't worry.
You're totally allowed to be here.
Unfortunately.
I know, but...
Potty mouth.
They're referring to people that aren't legal.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, he calls Mexican immigrants drug dealers and murderers and rapists. No, you never said that. You never said that.
Well,
illegal aliens that were coming over, some of them consist of... bad people.
I hate this fucking kid.
Yeah. That kid.
And when you're 18, 19, 20, early 20s, nobody minds that you're Latin.
funny story, though. That was 2 years ago. Both of those girls now have families of their own.
Oh, yeah.
And the boy is right now in Rikers.
I assume.
Doing some time. He's heading up. MS-13. He's got tats all over his neck and face and everything. It's white.
But he did win that El Camino race, and that was pretty goddamn.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. That was pretty fucking awesome. So the new one they're doing is feminism.
I hate when it's like you want to import my Aunt Guadalupe.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now I do. If you're gonna pronounce it Aunt Guadalupe,
if you try to deport my shut
it's
up.
Like that Brian Regan joke where you say everything in American until you get to something.
Yeah, yeah, Monica. Oh, that's really good. Hey, could you pass the Monica?
Yeah, I'll take a glass of wine and maybe I'll have the spaghetti.
Spaghetti. The regard.
Like, yeah, no Irish guy is like, yeah, could you go ahead and pass the potatoes?
Yeah, yeah. I'll have some corned beef and cabbage. Yeah, that's a funny bit. Regan.
Yeah, it's just like, why? Like, nobody's saying, if you make it across and you get your baby out, rules is rules.
Apparently, that's the game here. That's part of the rules.
I think they're more afraid of the caravan of people. If your country's so good, why are you all coming over?
Carrying that country's flag. Wouldn't you be stomping that flag and carrying an American flag and going like, oh, my God, I can't wait to get in and all the opportunity and freedoms that I have. No, they're carrying the flag from the nation they're supposedly trying to escape from. It makes no fuck sense.
Dude, and plus, like, I wouldn't mind some Mexican laws here in America. Like, you know how much I would have loved my 3 DUIs if I had just give the guy $20?
Right? Yeah. Some of those Mexican laws.
Just hand them cash, and they're like, oh, yeah, no, he wasn't drunk.
So nice.
Keep blowing that horse. Donkey.
A donkey, I think, right? Yeah.
Donkey,
a lot
yeah.
of donkeys down there.
What they do there.
It's really funny. Like, the refugees, the caravan is in Tijuana.
Yeah.
And even Tijuana's like, oh, get these filthy fucks out of here. Yeah. It's Tijuana, which is known to just be a not very nice place.
It's whores, live sex shows, and blowing dogs.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
I went to Tijuana once when I lived in L.A. when I was 19.
Yep.
Once.
That's usually what happens.
Yes.
Yeah, I went as a kid, same thing. You know, you drink and people try to scam you out of your money.
Or your lungs and kidneys.
Yeah, that too. You wake up in a hotel bathtub with ice and a note saying, get to the hospital, we've taken your kidney.
Yes, we've only taken one of them. We're giving it to George Lopez.
Yeah, so this is feminists pay kids to hate Christmas. It's a equal pay woman, and they're equating Santa with the evil men and teaching kids to curse and say. Again, they've given a script from the wacky, kooky left to innocent kids that don't know any better. Right. They don't know about this at all, and they're influencing them and making them into monsters.
Because it's important for 7-8 years patients. That a kid can have a wonderful day.
No. Don't let them enjoy Christmas. Allow Santa to be the kind of image of horrible sexism.
I hate when my son has joy on his face.
How shitty would it be if Santa
like
was
that fat fuck's gonna use that thing?
At society. Yeah.
Better put a motor
on. What was 10-year-old me doing in the video?
What the fuck, Santa? This is sexist bullshit.
This is how society pays women. Get used to it. Women are paid 23% less with less opportunity to work. Girls should accept it.
What the fuck? You sexist jerk.
Women who get A's are paid as much as guys who got C's in class.
It seems women are valued less for their brains.
And more for the shape of their ass. And Grinch-like politicians.
Want to ruin our holiday.
Not one fucking Scrooge Republican
voted for equal pay.
The naughty use of the F word gets me bent out of joint.
Well, for decades, nice women
have been ignored making this point.
So I'm sure that's not the only pearl necklace they've had.
You're treating us like bitches
and ho-ho-hos.
It won't be just your
good
fucking
writing.
Reindeer who has a red
school.
Nose.
That's all.
Didn't you ever make your child talk like this?
Are you learning anything from this? That's Santa Claus.
They don't know anything about them. They don't give a shit. They were playing like the day before.
Gifts of equality.
Yeah. Like, I'm totally fucking down with that. That shit's legit.
Whoa, glad St. Nick isn't a sexist dick.
Girls Saint just want to have fun. Demental, right?
So you just want to
men of equality do not fear equality.
This is what a feminist...
Oh, you're selling something.
Oh, good.
.com. A bad word for a good cause.
What, to make someone money?
Speechless.
Dude, I don't even know what to say because there's no message.
It's so out there and
Santa
mental.
Doesn't pay anybody.
No.
It's not even real.
It's not a real thing.
Can you imagine your... I would have been like, you want me to say this about Santa?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he controls like, all my toys.
You want your kid to get up there and say fuck and, you know, and fill their head with some bullshit?
They're going to relate, like... Well, but I honestly don't get the point. Like, so you get 23% less toys as a woman?
Yeah, could you imagine if Santa did that?
And then
there's no...
Then Santa's saying fuck to a child and fist-bumping them.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Santa did,
message.
All right. It's a great message.
I think it's important that we hate everything, and we've done a good job.
Yeah.
Everything is wrong. Why? Just tell your kid there's Santa. He comes if you're good.
Yeah. And that's all you really need to do with that. You don't need it to be. But again, the kids don't know any better. You think a kid would be that passionate about anything aside from a toy or
yeah, yeah. I know when I was 5, I was pretty into the wage gap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was crazy campaigning for Nixon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
But on the other side, if you told me if I was 8-year-old, if my dad was like, you can curse, you won't get in trouble today, I would have been like, I'll read whatever you want.
Right. It would be awesome. But, like, that's the mental patient left. Like, they're willing to do things like that and show how absolutely batshit they are. You know, isn't it odd that people that are more on the conservative side kind of like a more traditional upbringing for kids and think it's a lot healthier for society if kids grow up maybe spending those ages of their life thinking there is a Santa and having fun at Christmas and not making it some bullshit fuck left-wing commie cause.
I remember being 8 and I had a Walkman probably around some of their age listening to Eazy-E's Merry Motherfucking Christmas.
Awesome.
Before, you know, parental advisory or right around that time. Yeah. So it's like I knew words, but I would get slapped if I said them.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I didn't want to tell my parents, like, you bought it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wouldn't buy me, like, you know, Ugly Kid Joe.
Yeah. my dad.
What I hate about you.
I thank God every day for taking my dad away and bringing him up to the holy right hand of God. Because he would have lost his fucking mind with all this shit. Here's what my dad did.
I feel like my dad was raptured sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Just need to be pulled out of it.
I feel like there's like my mom too. Like I'm like, I feel like some good people have just been like, look, you're not going to.
You can't watch what I'm going to do.
This whole thing is just going to
collapse. This is terrible. This is terrible. Close your eyes.
I'm fucking tired of the ball.
Don't look at it. Close your eyes.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one with those thoughts.
Yeah. So my dad, at one point, we were driving in the car, and Simon and Garfunkel song comes on. And it's, you know, the song starts, when I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
Yeah.
When I think back on all crap. And it really accentuates that. My dad just looked at
it. I can't think at all.
He's driving. Son of a bitch. What the hell is that? That kind of shit shouldn't be on the fucking radio. It's disgusting that that's now considered music, where they could say crap on a song like that. What a bunch of fucking assholes. Jesus Christ. That was my dad, constantly. Always squinted, smoking his eyes. Son of a bitch. So, like that offended him, that was on the radio. Could you imagine with what's going on now? Like, he wouldn't even know trans and fucking 20 genders. The world has lost its fucking mind.
Dude, I'm 36. I can't.
And you can't wrap your mind around it.
I don't even know what cisgender means, and I've been told 80 times. And just every time I keep hearing the thing, I'm like, what?
It's you.
It's not your
you. See,
pronouns.
They put the word cis in there to make it sound like sissy. Or sister, or sis, because that's a way
to
degrade heterosexual men and try to feminize them. And then they go, no, it just means the opposite of trans when you're using a coefficient, the cosine sign. I go, I don't care what kind of cockamamie way you came up with it. The reason it's cisgender for straight people is to make it sound sissy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. And by the way, if I can't make up words for you, you can't make up words for me. I'm not cisgender. I'm all man, motherfucker.
Exactly. I'm a man.
I'm all man. And maybe you're a sissy fag.
Maybe I ain't no tall glass of man, but I'm a man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, could you even imagine? My old man would have lost his fucking mind over all this shit.
And it's just being honest about it. Like, I don't know how I could take that. Like, if my kid was gay, I wouldn't give a flying fuck. But if my kid was like, I'm a lady, I don't know how I could respond. I just don't get it.
Like, yeah, it's like, what?
I do think that, like, and a million people are going to say, you know, maybe disagree, but I just think if you're gay, you're gay. It is what it is. I don't think that's anybody's fault. That's just science, however you want to go.
A large percentage, I think. And then there's the people that just think it's cool.
Yeah, well, yeah.
the mental patient.
But then there's this, which I don't think is right.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, like, it's fine with me if you do it, but I think we're ignoring a serious.
I think once you get old enough, you do whatever the fuck you want. If you want. You want to walk around and look like a fucking freak, because I'll tell you one thing. When a 6'2" linebacker gets off of a subway train dressed as a woman, people aren't looking at, oh, how beautiful. Oh, wow, it's so great how she's expressing herself. They look and go, what a fucking monster. Just a monster just got off the train. You're fucking texting, trying to get a fucking covert picture to show your friends and go, look at this freak of nature that just got. It's not applause like fucking Good Morning America.
No, or it's, hey, maybe I would go address this person and learn something from them and say hi, but I would immediately be attacked for something that I did wrong in just the first second.
Yeah. You're being extorted into not just tolerance. We were told we needed to have tolerance. The word tolerance means to tolerate. To tolerate means just don't go up and punch him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't fucking, you know, incite violence against it. Yeah, it has nothing to do with acceptance. And it has nothing to do with actually condoning or anything. So they've pushed it to the point now where you have to, yes. Oh, the courage,
yeah,
right,
you
everyone?
Have to celebrate.
Right? Let's celebrate the freak, the wonderful person, the monster.
Oh, she's 11? Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
Because if you don't do that, then people go, wait, what? You don't find this courageous and wonderful?
Sorry,
and uplifting? What?
You know that heroes don't wear capes?
And then like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, they all come running after you and chase you down. You fall asleep and wake up with a dress on.
Yeah, be whoever you want as a grown-up, but I just don't... I don't understand that either, where you're encouraging kids...
Right. Let them make up their minds.
Racist.
Well, they're making it cool. So,
it's indoctrination.
So there's something... There's a difference, right. There's a difference between telling kids to tolerate something and here's some various lifestyles that are out there. Now, you need to be tolerant towards these things because some people are different. There. It's not bringing people in to go how awesome it is, because kids are impressionable and they'll go like, oh, it's awesome. I want to be awesome.
Yeah, kids like trends.
They don't think about that. They're just like, oh, I'll put a dress on. Oh, because it's awesome. No, now they say, wow, like, look how many trans kids we got.
If your 2-year-old or 3-year-old or whatever is playing and he puts on a dress and he's playing dress up and stuff, you don't have to necessarily stand there and be like, no.
No, it's like you're choking him.
Yeah, but you don't have to sit there and be like, that's what you are now.
Right,
right. Lady. Like, let them grow. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't sit there and encourage something that, especially when they're that young, you should not be getting hormone shots when you're fucking 11.
No. You ever see kids that go around and they go, woof, woof, I'm a dog.
Right.
Like, all right, get him a leash, a collar. We'll start walking him.
Let's
He's got
bring
shit
him
outside.
To the doctor, we can break his spine so he walks on all fours.
Right, right. So, yeah, yeah, we got to physically alter him. Yeah. So we'll do some kind of constructive surgery to put a snout on him.
Him and three of his friends think they're centipedes. I got good news.
So we
got
to do that. I don't even know how that works. We could probably do the human centipede thing. So mouth to asshole. Yeah. How courageous. Look at the centipede. Clap, clap.
Wow.
It's so courageous. The one's eating the shit from the other one. Courageous.
You
so brave.
You feel the fish or you want the peanut butter?
Yeah, it's Dude. So amazing. They're all working as a team.
As a team. Yes. It's courageous.
How it cries in the last one. The screams are muffled.
Strahan just goes.
blows
his brains out right
now. Unfortunately, somehow the bullet goes through the gap in his teeth.
Hits the woman fucking. It's just a big mess. The audience is courageous. Courageous. Black Lives Matter.
Are we still on there?
What do we do? I don't know what to do.
I hate white people and myself so
yes.
much. I hate white men are the worst.
Just, I swear to you, the term NPC, non-player character, that has been coming out for lefties and these just mindless followers of clap because you have to. Whoever came up with the idea of calling them non-player characters is the greatest thing. You ever in a video game and you're playing a single, not multiplayer, so everyone around you is a non-player character. Well, you interact with some people, but there's background people, and it's just like in GTA, it's the person you hit and just goes, hey, watch it. And then they just walk
away.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Or a security guard that's like, huh, what was that? Right. That must be the wind. And then you're like, all right, I'll stealth around. I almost got him.
Yeah.
The worst security guards in the world. The people that just walk around aimlessly. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm supposed to be somewhere and I'm late. And then they walk by and you're walking through this game like, yeah, that's them. They're just NPCs. It's fucking marvelous. Brilliant. Greatest term ever. And Twitter started banning people using, there's a logo, kind of, this just a poorly written Microsoft Paint, poorly drawn face of an NPC. And if you use that for your avatar, they will suspend you now. It's amazing what they're suspending people for.
What's the end game here?
I don't know. Like, I've been trying to figure that out for years.
Like bringing your kid to elementary school, and it's like just some clown franny teaching just fucking John Candy and Armed and Dangerous. Are we doing math today? No, we'll be learning about dirty, evil penises.
Yeah, penises, and we'll be learning from this gentleman who's dressed as a woman who's taken miles of cock in his ass. Yes.
Miles.
He's miles and miles of cock. It doesn't make sense.
Oh my god, he's none of this Dodge Viper worth on his tits.
I don't know what their image. What is their image of their perfect society? Like, is it just pandemonium?
You just switch genders.
Offended people, but then freaks of nature and just. I can't imagine what it would look like. No one works, but everyone's got to get money from somewhere because it's welfare. And I don't know.
Why are we all acting like there's not gay people and trans that are pieces of shit?
No, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
courageous.
Yeah, everybody's wonderful. No, like, everybody can be dicks.
Kill him. Yeah, that's equality. That's everyone can be called an
asshole.
Everybody's
a dick. Everybody can be not. I just don't understand it. Everybody really should be judged on individual character.
Oh, would that be amazing?
It's never like I just truthfully with racism, it's like I don't really understand. I get the jokes. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't. Right. I don't get actual racism. Why you would just be mad at someone because they're a color?
I can't.
It's fucking astonishing that it exists.
I absolutely don't think any oppression of people based on race is going on in this country in 2018. I think everyone has their rights and they are being abided by other people. Now, of course, there are exceptions. There are fucking mean people. There are assholes. There are jackasses. Whatever the fuck it is. But that's going to happen in any society. You got 350 million people. There's going to be some real assholes in there. But there isn't this systemic racism going on. They're calling people racist for having an opinion.
Right.
I was talking about this with Malice before, Michael Malice. I was saying people have opinions about things, and it might be you might be offended by the opinion. The opinion might be on certain societies in our culture, and you might have thoughts on why certain societies underperform and what where it came from and all that shit. But they're just ideas. You're then not putting that in place and going, well, now I won't hire a person of that race because of this. That's when you enter racism. You can discuss race. You can even make it uncomfortable. You can even have opinions that are terrible, that are dishonest or outright lies. That still isn't racism.
Mm-hmm.
Racism is long gone in this country. And for some reason, people are still using it as a crutch.
Well, the way that I think it exists is in the sense of, and I mean, I do believe there are racists. Like you said, there's exceptions to the rules and pieces of shit. But I think that the problem is it is handed down from generation to generation. And that may be a white family telling, you know, their kids something. Or it may be a black family telling their kids, all these people are here to oppress you.
Right.
Putting that into somebody who is young and them believing that as they're growing up, they're going to believe that. I mean,
well, that's the asshole factor.
Right.
You know, you have to realize that's going to happen. But the laws in this country are set to punish the people that are doing that. And to help out the people that would be oppressed by those assholes that are spreading that and perpetuating that racism. It's not so widespread as it's in the system. Like if somebody, let's say a white kid grows up in a family of racists. He buys houses when he gets older and won't rent to black people. Well, he's breaking the law and can now be.
And getting his rent on time.
Right. Well, let's be real here. But that's like part of it. It's like, yeah, they're going to be assholes. People commit crimes. People beat people. Like, it happens. There are bad people around, and there are laws to keep that in check. There are laws against racism and against treating someone differently because of their race or ethnicity. But people want to make it sound like it's 1830.
And people want to do that because, and I mean, it goes.
MAGA, by the way, 1830. That was the great. Oh,
it was the good year.
Stop now. See, they're jokes.
I want to go back to buckled shoes.
They're jokes. I love it.
I just feel that a lot of it is people being able to make excuses for shortcomings.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And sometimes you will not be hired for certain reasons. And I don't think that the benefit is, hey, check these boxes. I don't think that taking Irish, Italians, Germans, Polish, and turning all these people of different heritages into one color is a good idea either, because you're not appreciating what each different group went
through when
they came to a country. When you also look at a lot of the blacks in this country, a lot of Irish blood. A lot of white
black Irish.
No, it's true though.
Irish need not apply.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like when my relatives are Italian, Irish, and Jewish. Yeah. They didn't have a great time.
Yeah, not privileged.
Yeah, and a lot of white people. You know, there are a lot of people with a large percentage of wealth.
Yeah,
I think there's no doubt, and people see that, and that's what upsets them. But you also have to look at why.
Yeah, where it came from.
It's like,
why?
But just because you're white doesn't mean you have Bill Gates money.
No.
And that's the issue is, and I do think that there is a bit of an inequality between poor and rich, and there is an elimination of the middle class going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of frightening, personally.
Yeah. I think upper echelon and poor. I think America's got a lot of middle class, a lot of people that are working for a living and paying for every fucking thing you see.
But I think largely, though, because I'm paying for everything, absolutely. But yeah. I think a lot of why Trump was elected was based on the fact that people want to keep a healthy middle class.
Right. Yeah.
That's the sign of a healthy
absolutely.
Society.
I think people also don't understand America was a vast majority white country for a long time. I understand. There were slaves here. There were American Indians. Asians came over, like immigrant. But for the longest time, this was a vastly majority white country. And, of course, that population is going to be catered to more than a minority population. It's just the way it is. You walk into a grocery store, you were going to see stuff catering to a white person's tastes and likes, and you wouldn't walk in and see the same stuff you'd see in a Mexican supermarket.
Well, I was going to say, if you go into the other areas, you see cultures catering to their own cultures.
Yeah, but that's what we have had here for so long. So when you look at white wealth, well, white people have been running the country for quite a while.
And old money exists. Because,
and it's old money. Yeah. It's money from the cities being built and the railroads and the stock markets. And all that shit is still floating around in these families. And, you know, white people, again, you're catering to the majority populace. And that happened to be white people for a long time. It's not right or wrong. It's just the fucking way it is.
And there's a giant mismanagement of money the average credit card debt, I think, is something around $40,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's average.
I had that rocking before I got lucky.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a lot of people's plan is like, I'm just going to tally this up until them lotto numbers come in.
That's it. Yeah. Which something will happen.
Yeah.
The lotto is. I need a jet ski.
Yeah. The lotto's a tax on idiots. I buy it. But it's like,
yeah.
But I mean, that's exactly it. There's a money mismanagement where people don't see the difference between the extremely wealthy and the guy who franchises a Subway or a McDonald's,
much
work
they are just
and effort.
Rich people that need to pay their fair share.
Yeah, there's people who own companies, even gas stations. People can shit on Arabs all they want who come to this country. Those motherfuckers will work 20-hour shifts just to get their thing going.
That's my friend.
And to make it work. And I mean, it's a work ethic that they've brought in, and that's just the reality. But they are not sitting in this giant amount of money. It is work equals reward in a lot of those cultures.
Yeah. I know. And a lot of people are very confused.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, but Trump pardoned a turkey.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, I don't know if
we have it. Of course, okay. I want to see it. This was something I always talked about before the election, like when Trump was running, and it looked like he wasn't going to win. And then when he won, I was like, oh my God, he's going to be doing those pardoning the turkey things. And that's what I really want to see. I mean, I love everything he does. He's crazy. He's batshit. I love it.
What's he pardoning it for?
Yeah.
Did he not do it last year?
Here it is. I think he did.
Shooter,
yeah,
for real.
He did, but it was pretty close to.
Do you want the whole 2-minute speech?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Right. Oh, hells yeah.
18 minutes on the clock, son.
To give thanks for all of the blessings that we've been bestowed. It really has been blessing after blessing after blessing. We're all very thankful.
Thankful blessing.
And we also pray for those in need, especially our fellow citizens impacted by the devastating wildfires in California, where I just came back. I've never seen anything like it. Probably nobody has. All American hearts are joined with theirs. We give thanks for the family, friends, neighbors, and loved ones who enrich our lives, lift our spirits, and fill our days with joy.
You can tell when his eyes open up, you're like, uh-oh.
And we give thanks to God, who continues to shed his almighty grace upon this magnificent land that we all love so very much. We are truly blessed to be Americans. This is an incredible time for our country. Prosperity is soaring all across our land. We are especially thankful for the men and women who protect our families and who protect our flag. As we gather together this week with those we love, we share our gratitude to all of those who spend this holiday very, very far from home, serving in our military overseas. We send our eternal gratitude to the heroes who keep America safe, strong, proud, prosperous, and free. And we ask God to always watch over these incredible, brave Americans as
God
they faithfully defend our nation,
killing other people,
and as they defend our
God
home.
Is watching,
now
yes.
It's time to grant peas and carrots the pardon they've been waiting for. They are extremely lucky birds. Thank you, everyone. Have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. God bless you all. And God bless America.
America.
Thank you very much.
Where are the turkeys? Does he stand by the turkeys?
Thank you very much.
Where are they? He should be like, look, it's a Acosta. And just snap its neck. Wait, I got to do this horse shit. Look at him. Oh, great. This one looks like Maxine Waters. Wait, it's Nancy Pelosi.
I hereby grant you a full pardon.
That thing hanging off its chin looks like what I left on Stormy Daniels.
Yes, she was quite a gobbler herself. She gobbled my knob. Why is he doing like a faith healer? I heal thee.
I thought I was supposed to make it walk, and it was a paralyzed bird.
You don't have to put your hand over to pardon someone. I hereby pardon you. Oh, that's fantastic. Good for Donald Trump and Melania, his hot piece ass first lady.
She is. All right.
She's out there. She's a model. It's just what it is, you know? She's got that tall model look.
And eat that gassy ass after a Thanksgiving.
Oh,
meal.
Yeah. A lot of broccoli just farting.
All over
me. Asparagus piss smell everywhere.
Just fucking presidential pink eye.
Shit. Something else we should all be thankful for.
What's that?
Down syndrome.
A decline in
That's
the gay
right.
population.
No, I have gotten to really adore the people with Down syndrome through programs like Born This Way and other documentaries. You really see, like, they were really given the short end of the stick back in the 60s and 70s and whatnot. I'm sure before that, but that's all I can remember is, you know, if a kid had Down syndrome in your neighborhood, you just made a wide circle around the house. You didn't. It was usually the only time you saw him was when someone left the door open and he came out naked with a club, and it was like fucking some kind of creature was on the loose. It was crazy.
Dad chased
him. Didn't know.
Yeah. Him down the street while he runs away with his dog.
You fucking the parents would like. God forbid there was a pregnant mom on the street. Like they would, and you saw the other mother of the kid with Down syndrome in the supermarket. The pregnant mother would run away like it was contagious. Yeah. Or like, don't fucking get near.
Oh, look it in the eyes. She's gonna rip into her stomach and pull it out.
Exactly. You got fucking. I don't know. She got the cooties or something. So I really
do know how to live in the moment. Like, there's a million. Seriously, like you go to a million.
No filters on.
No. Like there's people go to 1,000. Yes, you can fucking meetings and business ventures just to learn how to live in the moment. Yoga class.
They are living.
They don't need a Tony Robbins course to live in the moment. They were just born with a goof brain.
They know that extra chromosome just said it's the moment. That's the moment you're living in.
You're gonna enjoy life more than anyone else.
Yeah,
right.
They really do.
It really is amazing. And when you watch documentaries nowadays and shows, you realize like oh, there was a way to get through and teach them and really educate them and teach them social skills and stuff. So that was a misconception that had gone on for quite a while with people, myself included. I'm pretty amazed.
Caging them in the basement and sliding
would create a fucking. Would create a monster.
tossing baby red bars down to the guy chained to a chair.
Who knew that could be detrimental to a child? A child who wants nothing more than to give and get love. That's all they want. But it's exactly.
Baby Ruth.
That's what happened. And even Chunk was fucking pretty cool.
Dude, Chunk saved the Sloth. Sloth.
Chunk
Sloth
was the fattest.
Saved the day.
Sloth saved the day, and he liked Chunk just the way he was.
Yeah.
Probably because Chunk. Yes,
they're very accepting.
Oh yeah. My God, that is just fucking awful.
Yeah, that was.
There you go.
You know, there was an inside joke. Put a Superman T-shirt on him. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah. Go ahead. Superman on the retard. Great.
It's good. Hey, can we get that retard makeup specialist in? The one who did the Rocky Dennis?
Yeah, we need a big, dumb-looking head.
Yeah.
You still got the Rocky Dennis one? Maybe you can put a blowtorch to it.
Smush it a little.
Smush it a little. Yeah, now pull that out. Now pull the mouth down. Yeah, that's good.
How about the Hills Have Eyes? Holy fuck, that's what he looked like?
Yeah, the Hills Have Eyes mask. Wait, no makeup?
Wait, that's a guy?
It's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
So the Down syndrome kids, apparently they are being like phased out. Down syndrome, which was looked at as an affliction, an abomination and stuff for many years, until it was, you were able to test for it, do an amnio test and see if your embryo, has that chromosome. And then you abort it. You just abort that thing. And some people would have it for religious reasons or other reasons, but the vast majority get aborted, and especially in other countries.
We just didn't get the test, even though we were offered.
Oh, you did, see?
We didn't do it, even though we were offered.
Look at you.
Really?
Yeah,
for real.
Interesting.
We had to talk, and we're like, well.
Like, if it comes out, fucking, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. So here is the video.
This is going to be bad.
Watch the video. It's they just.
I can't hint.
Like endangered.
It's a polar bear.
I'm upset.
Or a lion. Or a panda.
Is it because I'm strong?
Roar.
Because I'm beautiful?
Slow down.
It's because like some animals.
People with Down syndrome.
People like me.
She's adorable.
Are endangered. That's why we're applying to be the first.
People. On the endangered list.
Jobs are scarce.
And our community is shrinking.
We have to fight.
For education.
We need support.
Like all these animals do.
They make the world a more beautiful place.
And so do we.
Sign our petition at endangeredsyndrome.com.
So they're saying that... with all the abortions and testing and whatnot, they're literally in time. There won't be any
right. and
Down syndrome people.
It's not a good thing.
I know. That's the that right there is the twist. Like they're saying, hey, we, you know, we're us and stuff. And they, you know, we just do they want it to continue? Like no one's trying to kill them.
Right, yeah.
Pull them off. Like, but I think
no, they're not being poached.
Like the idea of
for their
right, the endangered animals,
outfits. Their big ivory teeth.
Yes, this is
what's that piano made of.
That's great.
They've got
that
these
rug right there is made from a North American imbecile I shot.
Oh, that
the mountains.
Look at I mounted that one's big doofy head on the wall.
That was great. I caught this. This is a moron of the Serengeti I bagged when I was on safari.
Is that a tongue?
Yeah, yeah, the chair's made out of a tongue.
I was in Sierra Leone when I hunted this dum-dum with a crossbow. Just hanging on your wall with its heads mounted with cross eyes.
Oh, my God. You stuff it with sawdust. Now it's smarter than it was before.
I knew this was going to go 0 to 60 real quick.
Hey, why is this ivory piano out of tune? Oh, it's always out of tune. It's made of a retard's teeth.
Shh, I'm hunting. Let me get my call.
They're easy to want to breed because they're always so horny and jacking off.
Yes, I'm tracking one. Every 5 feet, there's a new pile of cum.
I'm just going to put this net out. put out a net here and put crayons in it. Crayons.
That ought to get them. Put some pennies out in lead paint. They like eating that.
Let's hide out in this house near power lines.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Here's some Maxbox cars. They like sticking them up their ass. When it comes up, you blow its head off. It takes two shots as it's filled with water and twice as big as the normal ones.
Poachers.
It's, oh, that's terrible.
Oh, God. I hope hell isn't that bad.
They feel, yeah. They feel like they're an endangered species. But again, it is a weird kind of twist there that you don't like it's probably not the best thing to have Down syndrome
right
people. I don't know, is there an upside to it for the fact that I mean the parents, you know, the
world
the
needs
like,
ditch diggers too.
I mean the parents love them and it's awesome when you see the families together and everything that support them and everything, but like is there a society upside to not getting rid of something that is an abnormality?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I think that, I think it's something that you have compassion for and you can care
okay.
about.
And
I,
see?
Like we've talked about with the innocence, like I understand if a parent doesn't want to go through with that. I'm sure it's expensive, even though, I mean, I'm sure college is as much as a stair.
Oh boy.
Stair chair. But yeah. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it can be pricey and difficult. And when they're young, I know it can be very difficult, but I think that the parents, I think the parents have the right to make that choice.
Yeah.
For the test,
yeah.
But I also feel that it's okay. If they don't,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think, and a million people are going to disagree, but yeah, I do think there's maybe an advantage to seeing something that...
That's why, yeah, that's why I don't think it'll ever disappear.
Yeah, that show itself, when you see that they have personalities.
Yeah, and, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't...
It busts apart a lot of stereotypes and preconceived notions that you have about kids with Down syndrome and young adults with Down syndrome. That's pretty much all you could say. They die by 30.
It's like, what are you going to accept more? Like a kid who's naturally born a certain way or a fucking 6-year-old draggy walking down the fucking
Yeah, I know. Way. Fucked up by their parents.
We're going to keep that shit?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Any way to abort that? Holy shit.
Jesus.
Abort the little drag queen?
Yeah, why don't we put that back?
Yeah, really.
A test for that?
Yeah.
Can you do a sonogram and if it's doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
With its own umbilical cord. Exactly. It's like, has it pinked over like a hose and it's just knotted up its ass?
Yeah, I'll trade 6 Little Miss Fabulouses for 1 Corky.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What is the percentage now of children actually born with Down syndrome to back in like 1960 or something? Got to be a lot less. I used to see him walking around all the time. Even alone, it was crazy. Yeah. Like spotting a Bigfoot. That's what it's like now. You don't see him walking around alone.
Spotting a Bigfoot.
It's yeah.
pretty rare.
A big tongue.
Usually if they're by themselves, I just check the tag and call the number.
Yeah, what is this? Do you have a chip in you? Can we read it with
Carry Me Home?
So yes, yeah,
strong.
Carry me home.
Hello, I found your idiot.
You have a certain type of strength I've heard about.
Say, how hard can you pull a man's cock?
Just the signs on the bumpos, missing dolt. Just a picture. Lovable, friendly.
Friendly.
Yeah, the Lennies.
Affection.
Yeah, loves affection.
Might kill your smaller pets.
Jerks off constantly.
Sandpaper on his hands to prevent it. Oh, boy.
So you got that stat?
So it says Down syndrome went up between 1979 and 2003.
Oh, the exact year I was born.
About 30%. And it says...
When it gets to 60, sell.
And it says...
No kidding. Weren't all the Kardashians born between those years? All
right. Wow, look at that chart.
I said it.
That's just mother's age.
Yeah, look, it's pretty low.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you start having kids over 35...
Oh, that's odd. It's up when you're 40?
Right. Yeah. Oh, God.
What a shocking statistic.
Oh, God.
You found the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Let's stick with that.
Those eggs are a little fucking rotting.
It's all scrambled.
Scrambled.
Yeah, let's go see. Gee, I wonder if the baby death chart is similar.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love this.
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled egg. You're shooting a load into scrambled eggs. All right, old lady, you want to fucking have a kid?
What does a doctor even say when you're like 41 and pregnant? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, like how should I take care of it? I don't know. You probably smoke and drink.
Yeah, smoke, drink, whatevs. It's probably coming out.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
My doctor says anyway. Whatevs.
Whatevs. I'm prescribing
thanks,
some whatevs for you.
Yeah.
Say whatevs 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Should and I? This monster drops out.
Seeing how many, your phone is all cracked on the screen? Yeah. Treat it like that.
Yeah.
How often should I come in to have it checked out? When it falls out of the out of your body into the toilet way too early?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Stop trying to have kids, Grandma.
It's so, yeah. It's
come
so
on,
mean.
Mildred.
If you're 20, it's 1 in 2,000 chance. If you're 49, 1 in 10.
Jesus!
49? Down syndrome.
Whoa!
Yeah, the mother's 10
to 49.
Is that BetDSI putting the odds on that?
49?
Yeah. If you're 13, does it just depend on what town you live in?
That dumb, stupid idiot. That is tragic. 10 to 1 odds.
Yes. 10 to 1 if you're 40?
That's fucking not 49, did you say?
49, yeah.
Oh, 49, yeah.
Who even wants to look at that?
10 to 1, it's,
40, it's 1 to 100. One in 100.
It's not.
Yeah. I guess there's a reason women become more unfuckable as they get older.
Yeah.
It's to protect. It's for your safety, ladies. Yeah. You don't want to have to raise that at 49. Right. Imagine you're 60 years old trying to chase around a Down syndrome kid.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Down syndrome's for the young.
NASA needs employees.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oops.
I guess I let one slip past the goalie.
Ooh.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, congrats.
I'm sorry that he ate your dog.
Buffoon.
I'm sorry. Oh, it looks like it got out again.
It's missing dolt. I'm still left.
I just put a doggy door in and lets himself out.
He comes and goes as he pleases. Goes out and kills alley cats until about 3 in the morning.
Oh, look, he's brought me a present.
It's for the family.
It's so fucking...
Oh my God.
I hope my pleasant intro to this story makes up for the horribleness.
I hope the fact that people know that we passed on that test before I made these jokes.
Right, of course,
and
yes.
That is a fact, I did.
Yes, and we, you know, because that's how equal I feel they are, is that they can be goofed on.
I feel life is a life.
There you go. See, life is a life.
I do feel that way.
Goodness gracious.
Andy Fiore, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for coming.
For coming in. Andy Fiore on Twitter, andyfiore.com. The album Plan B on iTunes. And you'll be in.
That's what we use to get rid of these
Sorry, that was the most ironic title.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Plan B.
We called it that for a reason.
Oh.
I'd like to say I also always enjoy when Andy's here. I think he's a great...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for awesome, guys there having man. Me. Yeah, congrats on the book, Andy, too.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
You'll be in Tarrytown.
Oh, yes.
New York at the Tarrytown Music Hall, November 23rd. That would be this Friday. So go check out Andy. Where will you be, Mr. Landau?
I am not in tomorrow, but you can see me at Fisher Hall in Frankenmuth, Michigan. That's where it's Christmas year-round. So if you're into Wage Gap, come on out and enjoy Frankenmuth with Sexist Santa and the elves that are grossly underpaid.
Awesome.
Also, next week, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. And December 20th through 22nd, you can see me at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Very cool. And me, myself, and I, our book is out. Finally, today is the release date of Permanently Suspended. It's available in all bookstores and online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. CompoundMedia.com, DeepDiscountTown.com. You know what I meant. And very happy about it. I think you'll enjoy it. It sounds like me talking when you read it. And there's a lot of great stories in there about my dad and growing up in California and the debauchery that took place out there. And just fun with Opie and radio and how that kind of went and the firings, the behind the scenes shit with Howard Stern and our bosses at CBS Radio, all the shit that happened on CBS Radio. Bobo's just laughing his ass off in the corner. I don't know what's going on. What's up, Bubs?
Oh, it's just funny, all this stuff, like the anticipation of the book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hear you.
I've got to read this on the weekend of December 7th because I got to be out of town for a wedding.
Pearl Harbor Day. That's good. Another day which will live in infamy.
I gotta read the book on a flight to Florida, so...
See, Bobo just thinks about the book, and he's laughing his ass off. So, people, it's going to be great.
You're going to love it.
Oh, God. Very good, Bobo. Thank you. And thank everybody who's already bought the book. And if you haven't, get out there and buy it. We will be back. I will be back tomorrow from 4 to 6. I'm exhausted. I did so many shows today.
Oh, Adam Ferrara is on tomorrow.
Oh, my buddy Adam.
Yeah.
I know Adam for
all
so many
shows.
Years. Oh, geez. Hey there, pal. How you doing, pal?
I love Adam. He was so fun last year.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Adam's fucking great guy. I've had much fun with Adam over the years. Yeah, so we'll see you then. Up next, Eastside Dave McDonald. Eastside Davey Mac. I see him out there. To come on and entertain you. Great. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see you mañana.